Formatting data shouldn't feel complicated, and in Collabora Online, it isn't. Most of the key formatting options are available from the Home tab for easy access. We've selected a column of raw numbers. Let's add a 1000 separator to make the values easier to read. Open the Format Cells dialog using the Number Group launcher in the Home tab. Tick the 1000 separator option and click OK. Since this column represents a budget, we'll format it as currency so the values clearly read as amounts. Once it's applied, each number instantly becomes a properly formatted amount. To make the headers stand out, bold formatting and a larger font size help create clear emphasis. The font section controls how your text looks, from the typeface to the size and script. We'll apply the bold style and increase the font size. The header row becomes bolder, clearer, and visually separated from the rest of the data. Here, the total row isn't standing out strongly enough from the rest of the table. We'll start by applying a black text color to give it a clearer contrast. Once the color is applied, the total becomes instantly easier to spot, giving the sheet a cleaner visual structure. To enhance the emphasis even further, we'll add a subtle shadow effect. This option is available in the Font Effects tab of the Format Cells dialog. Once applied, the total row becomes instantly more noticeable, helping important values stand out at a glance. This column contains long text labels that don't fit, and we can fix that in the Alignment section. Here, you can adjust horizontal and vertical alignment, or increase and decrease the indent. We'll choose the Wrap Text option to make the full label visible inside the same cell. Here we have a small table, but without borders, it's hard to see where one row or column ends. To make the table structure clearer, we will add borders using the Borders menu in the Home tab. Here you can add top, bottom, left or right borders. Apply outer borders, or use combinations such as outer borders with horizontal lines, outer borders with vertical lines, or outer borders with all inner lines to create a full grid for your table. You can also adjust the line color and style. We'll choose outer borders and all inner lines to give the table a clean, readable grid. Now that the table has clear borders, we can make it even easier to read by adding background color. From the Background Color option in the Home tab, choose a soft fill color for the header to give it a clear visual distinction from the rest of the table. The Cell Protection tab controls whether a cell can be edited, viewed, or printed. Protection only becomes active once the sheet itself is protected. And for anyone who wants the full walkthrough, there's an entire Feature Friday video dedicated to cell protection. The new Format tab gives you the most common cell formatting options. From here, you can change the character, text formatting, paragraph styles, view your style list, page formatting options, cell formatting options, apply and edit conditional formatting, edit sparklines, and choose color themes. For advanced cell formatting, choose Format Cells in the Format tab, or right-click any cell and select Format Cells. Explore the Format Cells options in your next spreadsheet. For more helpful tips, subscribe to our channel.